This template is to release adhesions and soften scars. And it's particularly for adhesions and scars that pull. So I'll get you to place your hand over the scar or your abdomen if that's where you have adhesions. And in space, so I want you to imagine in your mind just a black canvas, which we're going to call space. I want you to imagine a stack of hamburger buns. There's no filling, just the buns. And I want there to be at least 20 of them stacked on top of each other. I'll give you a moment to do that. And you can do this really fast. I can just go boom, 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 boom. So starting with the top bun, I want you to turn it into a vertical hot dog bun over to the side of the hamburger stack. And then I want you to turn the second hamburger bun into a vertical hot dog bun and put it directly underneath the first hot dog bun. And then do the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh, and the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, and then we'll just go really fast. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You should have a long string of hot dog buns, nose to tail, in your space. Now I want you to go right to the top of the first hot dog bun and imagine Merlin or Harry Potter, a wizard or a witch of some sort with a wand. And I want that wand to be tapped down onto the top of the hot dog bun, and emerald green light shoots down through each of those buns, and you can just count them as they go through or just watch them, and it'll go very fast. So I'll just give you a moment to do that. And now I want you to go back up to the top of the first hot dog bun, and that magic wand is tapped again, and bright white light comes rocketing down through that string of hot dog buns, and it can come down very fast like a whoosh all the way down. And when it comes out the bottom, there's going to be that alchemical flash. And that's your signal to take a deep breath in and gently release and come all the way back into your body and into the room. And then just feel the area to see if that scar has softened or the adhesions have softened. And then you're done.